More, I hate when people ruin movies, but more than that, I hate when comedians talk about people that ruin movies. Because they always pick out one group. They always pick out one ethnic group, and they always blame movie ruining on black people. They always say that black people ruin movies when they talk during it. But I disagree, because every time that's ever happened, it's always a piece of shit that you don't care about. You know, like Freddy's fighting Jason, and you're like, eh, whatever. And then you hear some guy in the back go, look out, bitch, he got a knife. That's not ruining. That's enhancing. I think if you're going to pinpoint one particular group or any group that ruins movies, I think you have to go after who really ruins movies. Old Jewish ladies and Mexican babies. Stay with me. Because old Jewish ladies never say anything funny. They're always like, who's he? What's happening? Whose car is that? Shut the fuck up. And Mexican babies never say anything. You know, if I went to a movie and I heard a Mexican baby go, look out, bitch, he got a knife. I would shit my pants and go home and tell everybody it was the best movie I ever saw. I saw White Chicks. It was good. No, I know it doesn't seem good, but there's this Mexican baby and... But Mexican babies don't do anything. They just run around and peer over the seat at you. And you're trying to enjoy an R-rated movie with your lady and there's a little Mexican baby in front of you going... Hello, I am wee and Mexican. Watch me run around unattended. I came here alone. Yeah, the guy at the door was like, yeah, Mexican baby, you can see him. Fuck yeah, it's free, you're a baby. Get in there. Yes, it's rated R. Ruin it up. Sit in front of that retard from Just Shoot Me.
So I hate Star Wars. Let me go back. I used to love Star Wars. And then those two movies came out. Attack of the Suck and Phantom Shittage. Those two movies suck. Those two movies don't suck just compared to the first Star Wars movies. Those movies suck compared to other movies that suck. Like Kangaroo Jack. Anything that Sandra Bullock says yes to. So, to me, because I'm a huge nerd and I fucking love, I've loved the Star Wars movies since I was 9 years old when I found them. And to me, you know, and I spent all this money worshiping George Lucas. So to me, it's like an act of betrayal. You know, to me, it's like your uncle trying to put his wiener in your mouth. Hold on. Hold on, nothing gross. Not when you're a kid, I mean now. When you're a full-grown adult. You're in your 20s or your 30s. Your uncle was always your favorite family member. You know, he sold you his Mustang. Got you high for the first time. Now it's Christmas and you're in your 20s and you're at your folks' house. Your grandma's asleep upstairs. It's late at night. You're full of turkey. You're a little baked and you're watching Letterman and you're like, hey, fuck, what's by my ear? Oh my God! My uncle's trying to put his wiener in my mouth. That's how I view the Phantom Menace. And then 2 years go by, and you're like, well, that'll never happen again. That was strictly a one-time only thing. Maybe Uncle Mike was drunk, or maybe he thought I was a toilet. But that'll never happen again, and then you're watching Letterman, and then you're like, fuck, it touched my face that time! Oh, God! I won't even see the third movie this summer. No, I won't. You don't fucking know. You don't fucking tell me shit about what I'll do. You're right, I probably will. But I really don't want to because there's this paranoid part of me that thinks that it's not even a movie. Like, it's just a fucking elaborate prank on my sorry ass. Like, I'm gonna walk into an empty movie theater and the doors are gonna slam shut and then fucking Lucas is gonna rape me. I'm gonna be in a crying nerd pile on the floor. He's gonna put on a Greedo mask and do it again. Call it the special edition. Greedo came first.